Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 84. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy again tonight, lows level off around 61. High of 85 tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 59.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it may have been Independence Day weekend and a holiday for many individuals across the state, but the Kansas' highest court was busy on Friday after making a decision to strike down the state's laws regarding abortion providers, saying that those laws are more strict than other health care providers, along with a law that would ban the common second trimester procedure, reaffirming its stance that the state constitution protects abortion access in the state. KSNT News reports that according to the state's Supreme Court, they declared that a 2019 decision that abortion access is a matter of bodily autonomy and, quote, a fundamental right under the state constitution, rejected the proposed amendment that would have explicitly declared abortion not a fundamental right and allowed state lawmakers to greatly restrict or ban the procedure. The state of Kansas does not ban most abortions until the 22nd week of pregnancy, but does require minors to obtain the written consent of their parents or guardian, which some abortion activists are trying to challenge in courts currently.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today. The nationwide retailer of Target says that all their locations, including ones here in the state of Kansas, won't be making payment changes as of starting July 15, saying they will not be accepting personal checks any longer at the retail store. KSNT News reports that the nationwide retailer announced the plans to stop accepting those personal checks as of July 15, saying that there was a lack of shoppers that still utilized the payment method, saying, quote, due to extremely low volumes, we'll no longer accept personal checks starting July 15th. We have to take several measures to notify guests in advance to aid an easy and efficient checkout experience. The retailer went on to say that it's an ongoing trend that we're seeing it nationwide with even the Federal Reserve, saying that there has been a steady decrease in the amount of individuals using personal checks that have been writing them over the past few decades, with recent data showing only roughly 12 billion checks written in 2021, down from 20 billion in 2015. Retailers say that they are trying to focus on using digital wallets and credit cards at checkout. Mid-America Network News.
Whether you're a full-time rancher or part-time adventure seeker, make sure your ATV, UTV, quad, or side-by-side are protected. At Blue Valley Insurance, we carry a range of policies that cover different types of risk to your off-road vehicles. Maybe someone gets injured, property gets damaged, or a collision with a vehicle or fence. The right insurance can help with out-of-pocket costs. Ride with confidence, knowing you're protected with Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johns, and the Omaha Supernovas hold the title as the first ever champions of the Pro Volleyball Federation. The franchise is taking their title on a trophy tour across the state and recently stopped in Hastings. Part of that is due to the franchise's director of corporate partnerships, Murphy Maurer, being a Hastings native. Here's what she had to say to KSNB Local 4.
Everyone around here has been so receptive, and I like to think that a few of my family, friends, and people that I know are Supernovas fans because of me, but also because we're an awesome organization, and we're enhancing women's sports, and we're the first pro team in Nebraska, and all of these wonderful things.
In other news, the FBI of Omaha announced that they had been looking for a man they called John Doe 48 back on June 26th. The man they called John Doe 48 was believed to have information about the identity of a child victim in an ongoing sexual exploitation case. On July 5th, an FBI Omaha spokesperson announced that John Doe 48 has been identified and located. Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The one call you...
It's that time of year. Hey, Blue Valley customers, come see us this summer at one of the county fairs to pick up your customer appreciation coupons for the 4-H food stands. Help us celebrate another year of keeping our communities connected and how much we appreciate the opportunity to serve you. Find the full schedule at bluevalley.net/summer.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Foul play is suspected, and the Kansas Bureau of Investigation has been called in with the Marshall County Sheriff's Office initiating a search for a missing man from Blue Rapids, last seen the night of July 4th. On Saturday morning, the Marshall County Sheriff's Office requested KBI assistance in investigating the disappearance of Cameron M. Shoptees, age 36. He was last seen around 10:30 p.m. Thursday evening at 709 Chestnut in Blue Rapids. Listed as a Native American male, 6'1", around 200 pounds, Shoptees has short black hair, brown eyes, and black tattoos covering his neck and chest. Investigators suspect foul play connected to his disappearance. A 2008 black Chevy Colorado may be associated with the case. Anyone with information about this investigation is asked to call the KBI at 1-800-KS-CRIME. Anonymous tips can also be submitted online. Rural property owners in the area also asked to check for any reports of suspicious activity they might notice on their land. The investigation is ongoing. Estimated assessed valuation of Marshall County properties as of July 1st are down $1.3 million from 2023 and expected to come in at nearly $216 million. County commissioners have been accepting budget requests ahead of preparing the 2025 budget. Marshall and Washington County commissioners' meetings last week were mostly routine business, with Marshall County unanimously approving sharing a portion of federal land money with Bigelow and Blue Rapids Townships and Blue Rapids City again this year, as they have in the past. Nemahal County commissioners at last week's meeting advised the sheriff they're still considering his request to add an additional $80,000 to this year's budget in order to increase law enforcement salaries. A road cost share resolution was reviewed and passed unanimously with attached community cost share program documentation. They signed a letter of concern regarding a potential transmission line corridor that would pass through the county. After discussion regarding insurance options, renewal with the current carrier was approved, noting the difference in total price per policy does not make up for working with local businesses and the differentials between options. Pre-fair judging for the Washington County Fair is Tuesday at the Washington County High School. KNDY will be on hand recording 4-H youth and leaders, with those reports airing during our live coverage from the fair July 16th through the 20th. Again, repeating our top story, foul play is suspected as the Marshall County Sheriff's Office reached out to the Kansas Bureau of Investigation Saturday morning, KBI releasing information Sunday afternoon regarding the disappearance of 36-year-old Cameron Shoptees, last seen Thursday, July 4th, around 10:30 p.m. in Blue Rapids at 709 Chestnut Street. Anyone with information about the investigation is asked to call the KBI at 1-800-KS-CRIME. Anonymous tips can also be submitted online. Leo J. Schwartz, age 85, of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Washington Christian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 1 until 7. Family will receive friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Leo Schwartz. Albert F. Olberding, Jr., age 80, of St. Benedict, passed away Sunday. massive Christian burial Wednesday, 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church, Baileyville. Burial at St. Benedict. Rosary Tuesday evening at 7 at the Lauer Funeral of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Albert Olberding Jr. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken cordon bleu, a biscuit, baby bakers, peas, and cranberry sauce. Tomorrow, lasagna, garlic bread salad, and peaches. KUDY News Time, 7:13.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Staying sunny throughout Tuesday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And mostly clear throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. More sunshine throughout the day on Wednesday with our highs in the lower 80s and lower 90s. Then partly cloudy skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Still staying sunny and warmer throughout Thursday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s, then mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Even warmer as we head into Friday, some sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 90s, then mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Still warmer throughout the weekend, sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the mid 90s and lower 100s, then mostly clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid 70s. Then staying sunny and warmer throughout the day on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early July 90, record high on this date 106. The average low 69, the record low 48. Sunset this evening 8:56, sunrise the morning at 6:09. Saturday evening, rainfall totals from a quarter to around an inch. We were close to half an inch here at studios in Marysville. 61 degrees with sunshine this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 8th of July. KNDY News Time, 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Ride into summer savings with Crownover Auto Sales in Marysville. This is Andrew Crownover, and with our full selection, be ready to cruise in style and be the envy of the neighborhood with your new ride sitting in the driveway. With new arrivals daily, visit crownoverautosales.com or stop by and see either me or Ethan today.
July is the month of love, and what better way to celebrate than at Diane's Dresses in downtown Wymore? Shop our national bridal sale event, where dreams come true without breaking the bank. Discover big savings on the gown of your dreams and say I do in style during our special event. At Diane's Dresses, every bride is special. We're here to make your bridal shopping stress-free and unforgettable. Visit Diane's Dresses in Wymore today and we'll help you sparkle for less. Diane's Dresses, where every bride shines.
ABC Sports. This is Rich Cantu. It always happens a night after a 14-4 blowout of the arch-rival Red Sox. The scuffling Yankees couldn't buy a run on Sunday Night Baseball, shut out for the first time since April. Rafael Devers of the Red Sox broke a scoreless tie in the seventh with his 20th home run of the campaign, and then in the ninth...
Swing, there's a shot to center field, crushed high and deep, and this ball is long gone. What a shot by Rafi, his second home run of the day. It's 3-0 Red Sox.
On WEEI, the Red Sox take 2 of 3 in the Bronx. 3-0 the final. More AL, the Blue Jays beat the Mariners 6-5-10. Dalton Varsho with the go-ahead RBI single in Seattle. National League, the Dodgers look to sweep the Brewers in a meeting of division leaders in L.A., but Christian Yelich and company weren't having any.
The pitch hit in the air to center field. That one carrying back. Páez onto the track, turns around, watches it fly. Goodbye, Christian Yelich. dead center, two-run home run.
The call on WTMJ, that opened the scoring. Yelich just a triple shy of the cycle in the Brewers' 9-2 win. In San Diego, the Padres had no answer for the Diamondbacks. Top seven tied at one.
And the 1-1, that's hit well. Out to deep left field, Profar back, track wall, gone! Just over the left field wall, Eugenio Suarez, his seventh home run of the season, and it gives the Diamondbacks a 3-1 lead.
On KMVP, one of three hits on the day for Suarez, 9-1 D-backs the final. Wimbledon men's fourth round today, world number four Alexander Zverev tangles with American Taylor Fritz. Then Novak Djokovic will continue his quest for record-extending 25th Grand Slam title. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a comp book for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Can we get a cart? Please.
Save big on back to school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/24, in-store only, limit 30.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
The highest quality mower you can trust is Hustler, and with Blue Valley Trailer 0% financing, you can get in the seat of a new zero turn today. Built American-made in the state of Kansas, Hustler provides the strength and quality you'd expect without spending more than you want. Finish the mowing season out strong and be prepared for next year with Blue Valley Trailers' 0% financing options. Stop by Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville to look over their complete selection of residential and commercial options or check out their website, bluevalleytrailers.com.
Through every season and every storm, the professionals at Eaton Roofing and Exteriors are the ones to call for all your roofing needs. Now celebrating 30 years in business, you'll appreciate the many years of experience and industry knowledge the Eaton Roofing sales and service representatives bring to your home. Visit EatonRoofing.com.
Your hometown roofing company, Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Call Eaton Roofing today at 785-266-6060.
From ABC News, Wall Street Weekend. It's another sign that while the economy may be showing signs of slowing, it's still pretty strong. A lot of us are taking summer vacations. The TSA expects to screen a record 3 million passengers at U.S. airports today, while the AAA says the nearly 71 million travelers are a 5% increase over last year and up 8% over pre-pandemic numbers. And we're only halfway through summer. We get a couple important reads on the economy this week, starting with the Consumer Price Index, or CPI. It's going to be out on Thursday. It measures what we pay for just about everything month to month and year over year. It'll be followed on Friday by the Producer Price Index, or PPI, which takes a look at those same prices at the wholesale level before they reach consumers. Usually the indices move in tandem. You know, if one goes up, so does the other, but that isn't always the case. At the close on Friday, the markets were all in positive territory. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The biggest celebration in Northeast Kansas is Skyfest Marysville, July 13th and 14th. On Saturday the 13th, gather at Lakeview Sports Complex for kids' activities, delicious food vendors from around the area, and live music from Elliot Burns at 4 p.m. That evening, Kansas native and Billboard recording artist Logan Mize headlines Saturday night's entertainment.
She calls me back.
The biggest choreographed fireworks show lights up the night sky at dusk with a hot air balloon glow that evening. At 6 a.m. Sunday morning, catch the breathtaking balloon ascension and airplane show while enjoying breakfast at Marysville's Municipal Airport. Skyfest Marysville, where the sky's the limit, July 13th and 14th. For more information, go to Visit Marysville on Facebook or Instagram.
Good Monday morning. On your farm, broadcaster Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Well, what does our Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack think will be needed in order for a new farm bill to be passed? USDA's Gary Crawford has the report.
Obviously, all of us are interested in getting a farm bill done.
But Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told reporters the other day he doesn't think it can get done
until such time as all parties are looking at it from a practical point of view.
Vilsack said the House version promises all kinds of programs for farmers, but does not have the money to pay for them.
As the Congressional Budget Office has determined, there are multiple billions of dollars deficit in the House bill, which causes, I think, concern about whether it can pass the House and certainly have problems in the Senate.
And so as Vilsack puts it,
I like to say that they've used Harry Potter's invisibility cloak to essentially cloak over what I think CBO says is at least a $30 billion deficit.
Vilsack says before they can hope to pass a bill before the current farm bill extension runs out September 30th, lawmakers will need to start ratcheting down the spending levels in the proposed bill to more practical levels.
Again, that's USDA's Gary Crawford. Now, in other news, soybean production in Brazil, the world's largest exporter, was revised downward by the USDA's attach office in Brazil after flooding in the state of Rio Grande do Sul. Successful farming says about 180 people were killed and roughly 2.4 million were affected by the flooding in southern Brazil. Fields were underwater for weeks after the floods that started in April. Production in the 2023-24 marketing year is now forecast at 150 million metric tons, a drop of 2% from the previous report. Flooding in the states of Mato Grosso, Mato Grosso do Sul, Parana, and Sao Paulo also contributed to the reduction. The total planted area for soybeans in Brazil in the current marketing year is projected at 113.2 million acres, 1% higher than the previous outlook. Sam Speck with your Ag News on the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Farm kids require an additional set of safety precautions involving machinery, play areas, and visibility. K-State project consultant for the Kansas Agriculture Safety and Health Program, Tawny Larson, explains the areas on a farm or ranch that present the most danger to non-working youth.
So most of the places and things that we see that would cause injury or even fatalities are being around equipment, heavy equipment. The younger children, the non-working children, the rates are higher related to tractors and large equipment. And then also we see a lot of drownings on farms, and it's just mainly if there's not barriers around those things to keep them safe and good communication with everybody that is on the farm and in the family. If there's a lot of equipment moving around that day, maybe the kids shouldn't be outside.
She shares a consideration for designing a play area on a working farm and a common situation that can be harmful for young children.
You know, I think we have to look at how we design a safety area for the kids. And so you want it to be away from where there may be cutting crops or where the machinery is at. We really need to pay close attention to what's happening in the environment. So one thing that we see a lot of, and it may be play, but it's also a necessity for parents to have their children with them. Maybe when they're cutting, the kids are in the combine. I see on social media all the time, babies in little baby carriers. And you know, it's tough because there's not really very many other choices. But what's happening to those kids when they're in that environment? So things are flying in the air, things are getting cut, there's loud noise, there's vibration. And we know that like hearing protection is cumulative. So if you start out, you know, when you're really young, your parents need to be protecting you.
Larson outlines how to make children more physically visible when playing around the farm.
So I think you can start this really young, and maybe it's just getting them some blaze orange or blaze yellow safety equipment from, you know, a local store. Of course, there's also needs to be some follow-up with other communication, that kind of thing. But really, kids like to wear special things. And so just make it a special day and a special event. And then also still have your rules and have your barriers, but just making it fun and a part of everyday life on the farm is really important. And, you know, you don't want them to be scared of everything. You want to be cautious.
That was Tawny Larson, K-State project consultant for the Kansas Agriculture Safety and Health Program, on how to keep children safe on the farm. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Pietra, 77 Livestock. Dennis Henrichs here this morning. Hey, good morning on a Monday, and wow, the weather's been wonderful. The rain's been great. The cows are smiling, and the grass is growing. Well, we've got a 10:30 sale here today. Incidentally, our next sale will be July 22nd. Well, the good news is certainly the cattle markets, folks, last 1 to 2 weeks that market on the steers and heifers has been 198 to 2 bucks, and the carcass at 312 range to a 317, depending if it's Nebraska or Kansas delivery, but certainly good cattle markets. Well, here today at 10:30 start at high noon, we will get into the hay department in the small squares. There's 25, 25, and 20 of brome. In the big rounds, there's 3 groups of 8 of second cutting alfalfa, and in the round grass, a group of 9 and 9. On the cattle side, folks, got to have a good run of weigh-ups here this morning. Last night, about 40 cows, 10 bulls. Certainly will add to that here today, about 200 feeder cattle. And in the family department, we've got one black family, certainly going to be a 4-year-old that was just later than the rest of the bunch, coming out of Johnson, the Gertis cow, 60-day-old black calf vaccinated. Also, I've got 6 black families, solid mouth to broken. They're going to have black, white face, Simmental, Angus, 4-week-old calves. In the bull department, we have a nice offering here today. Laughlin Angus has 6 black Angus bulls. They've got a semen test of 318.24 and a vaccination. We certainly do have the birth weights on the bulls. We do have adjusted 205 weaning weights on those bulls. So nice set of Laughlin Angus. They'll sell between 12 and 12:30. In the feeder cattle, folks, we got 50 black steers. They're going to have a 90-day wean and vac. They're going to weigh 6 1/4. They are B&B Farms out of Claytonia. Jeff Party at Adams has 56 black steers. They're going to be background yearlings at 900. Christian Cattle out of Steiner's got 9 black heifers. They're going to be background yearlings. Certainly be good cattle at 900 pounds. John Vock out of Nebraska City has 12 black and red bull and heifers. They've got a 2-month wean on them, 400 to 600. Gatula Bausch out of Burchard's got a small group of 5 black and red steer and heifers. They're going to have a wean with a November vac. They're going to weigh 600 to 800. There's about 40, 50 head of 1, 2, 3 groups. Certainly a range of cattle. There's 2 steer and heifers that if someone's looking to finish off, certainly there's that kind of deal. And other smaller calves that you could sure add to get into a growing yard and come out and see us. We'll certainly get on those calves about 12:15, 12:30. And again, the bulls will sell that 12 to 12:30. So that's what we have here today. And again, we will be back on July 22nd. Did want to make this announcement that after 20 years, Tanya Mantrek will be leaving our team here at Beatrice 77 Livestock. She is going to the Johnson County Central Schools as a grade school secretary. So lucky, lucky Johnson County Central is getting a very qualified person, a great young lady, and we certainly have had a great time with her working here for us at Beatrice 77 Livestock. So we certainly are taking applications for a part-time bookkeeper, a computer operator, QuickBooks, payroll, working with packers and stockers, which is our guidelines to the industry of professionalism. And so you certainly can go online at beatrice77.net and give us a resume and a cover letter. But certainly we are going to miss Tanya. She is a great person, great worth ethics, and the great school, great schoolers are going to get a wonderful person at Johnson County Central. So with that, we say, hey, have a great day, and you certainly keep in mind that you can go online for all the markets, the consignments, hay sales, the auctioneers, or turn on the video at Beatrice Hit77.net.
Hit 7:32 from KNDY. Another mild start to our early July morning. It's 61 with sunshine this hour. Seasonal highs, middle to upper 80s today, tomorrow. Not too bad towards week's end. We see a warming trend into Saturday, Sunday.
Lawn pros know a few secrets about keeping grass lush and green all summer long. We will share a few bits of wisdom today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, July 8th, the 190th day of the year. On this day in 1889, the first issue of the Wall Street Journal was published. Even well-tended lawns can begin to struggle come midsummer. Are you sabotaging it with your mowing habits? Here are some adjustments that'll give your turf a fighting chance during long dry spells. First, raise your mower deck and only trim a little at a time. It helps grass direct energy to growing roots rather than regrowing the blades. Longer blades also shade the soil and discourage weeds. Secondly, mow in the early evening when possible. The grass will be dry and it will have some time to recover before the next hot afternoon. And finally, vary your mowing pattern. Always cutting in the same direction causes grass to lean to one side. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Summer Olympics are right around the corner, and one Kansan will be heading out that way as well to perform in the Olympics in Paris, as the former Kansas Jayhawk will be performing for the indoor 800-meter world title after Kansas alumni Bryce Hopple has again outdone himself and broke yet another record. KSN News reports that the Texas native from Midland, Texas, finished with the gold medal at the U.S. Track and Field Olympic Team Trials, setting a new personal best and breaking a 32-year-old meet record. And he says he's pretty excited to head out to the big Olympics in a few weeks.
It's definitely an honor to be up there with some of the all-time best times, so it's fun stuff. I think a lot of part of it was kind of going in confident and knowing what needed to be done. And I've been at that stage before, and it's really just like a culmination of a lot of things and feeling great and really just ready for this Olympic year.
That audio from KSN News, where it will be his second straight Olympic game appearance. Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State football fans, your nationally ranked Wildcats kick off the season Saturday, August 31st.
We're ready for Kansas State football from Bill Snyder Family Stadium.
This place, boys, is hopping.
Get your single game tickets to the season opener and all other home games as the Wildcats look to defend the Bill.
This is notoriously one of the loudest places to play.
One of the great venues in all of college football.
Don't wait to order and get yours now by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visit kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
Looking for Jasmine Brown. Got the head to it! And her third goal of the year!
Hey, Wildcat fans, it's time to watch K-State soccer. Order your season tickets now to see action like this all year.
Top of the D. Turns, shoots, over the keeper, and scores!
Prices start at just $40 with a Wildcat 4-pack. The best deal for your whole family. Order or renew now by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com today. Go Cats!
KNDY.